You would think that that being the longest break that we take during the program, that I would actually be ready for the segment when we come back, right?
That's because you're messing around with your phone. You need to leave your phone on your desk room during the show.
No, I'm finalizing my notes for feedback. I'm looking at all the things that we've got for feedback. I got a plethora of things I want to talk about in feedback. Obviously, I don't have time to do them all, so I have to...
Plethora different than Rush's stack? He always talks about his stack.
Yeah, his has got like cheeseburger stains on it.
By the way, people have been concerned about Rush Limbaugh because he's been out for another cochlear ear implant.
Oh, is that what he has? I didn't realize that's what he was out for.
Was supposed to be back yesterday and was not.
A little bit of a complication?
So he's going to have two bionic ears. Actually, I don't read anything into this. Everybody's recovery time from this procedure is different.
Well, he's not young anymore. I mean, how old is he?
Rush is in his 60s.
Yeah, he's pushing 60-something. I mean, he is 60 years old or something. Give him a break.
I think the plan now is for him to be back on Monday. I mean, he could be doing his show today.
Yeah.
But I would not be surprised if he takes the next 2 days off and comes back after the weekend.
We talked about how much it would cost to build the bionic man, and cochlear implants are on there. And the technology is amazing, but the sound still is just not natural.
Well, I talked about this yesterday. My sister has a profound hearing loss. She was born deaf, and she was a candidate for the cochlear ear implant back in the 1980s when it was brand new.
Right.
The operation back then didn't always work. Of course, they've perfected it and have gotten better at doing these things since then.
Sure.
But if it didn't take or if there were complications, you could lose what hearing you have.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to take that risk.
I completely understand.
If you had to give up one of your senses, which one would you give up?
Smell.
Yeah, I think I agree. Smell would be the one.
I don't think I could.
Although smell affects taste, and you like to cook and eat.
I do like to cook and eat, but I like to see better.
Yeah.
I like to hear. Listen, I have to speak, I have to see, and I have to hear in this business. If I lose my voice, if I lost my sight, I could still do the show.
You learn how to do Braille and everything else.
Yeah. If I lost my hearing, I guess I could go the way of Rush. Lost my smell, it'd be better in the studio with you.
Oh, well, that's fabulous.
All right, let's take a look at what's happening in the world around us. A 17-year-old in New York City was playing Call of Duty on Tuesday. Yes, I said duty. Beat a random stranger online. So the stranger used his IP address to figure out his real address and called the police with a fake murder at this guy's house.
You've got to be kidding.
No. SWAT team busted in a few hours later with 60 officers. The cops are still trying to find the guy who called it all in. That is scary, man. That's some intense technology. But the guy that called it in could be anywhere in the world.
Did you ever play online games with people in other places?
Yeah, I used to love it. It was fun.
My son was a big Halo player, and then they'd be playing with guys that were on merchant ships in like the South China Sea. You know, it's incredible, the technology.
I did. I played for a while, and then it's like I got too busy, and I've dropped off the face of the earth. A 25-year-old in Tennessee wanted to get some extra money from his mom this past week. So he faked his kidnapping and sent her text demanding $200 in ransom. You may want to shoot a little higher, buddy.
You might be disappointed, too, if your parents decide not to pay. Keep him.
That's exactly what she did. She suspected it was fake because he had tried to do the same stunt in the past, so she called the cops. They met him at the drop point, and he was arrested. She said, "Yeah, no, I'm not paying." All right. There's a coffee shop in Portland, Oregon called Twin Peaks Espresso. You heard about it? The gimmick is simple. The baristas there are all attractive, and they're all wearing bikinis.
And they make a good cup of Joe.
Well, I don't know. We don't have any information on how good their coffee skills
See,
are.
See, I get it. Look how slow I am.
Twin Peaks. There you go.
There it is. Like Hooters. It's the Hooters of coffee shops.
Hooters has to do with, I thought it was all about owls and wings.
Right.
Huh. Anyway, 29-year-old Acacia Bowers and 30-year-old Lacey Preston robbed the place last fall. One of them pulled a gun on the baristas in a bikini and demanded money. And here's where the smart part of the plan comes in. The other robber pretended to be a customer who was just waiting there and offered to call 911. Since she pretended to call no one, call 911, no one else called, and that's bought them time to get away.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant.
That's brilliant in a bad guy sort of way.
They were caught on surveillance cameras, however. The police tracked them down. They were arrested for unlawful use of a weapon. Oh, and here's a surprise, for meth possession. That's a shocker, isn't it?
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
I didn't get to cover this in the entertainment news, so let me do it now. Marshmallow Peeps getting their own movie.
We talked about that yesterday a little bit.
The working title is Diabetes the Movie. Disney is going to be turning It's a Small World ride into a movie. Now, what part do you think Johnny Depp will play? The flamenco guitarist, the Dutch clogger, or the Hawaiian fire dancer? Not really sure. Sony Pictures has announced plans for a movie series based on, that's right, Mattel's Barbie doll. But where ever are producers going to find skinny blonde women with big plastic boobs in Hollywood? This is going to be tough.
Any street corner?
I wouldn't know, Tom. Cuba Gooding Jr. and his wife have split after 20 years of marriage. She said, "Show me half the money!"
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin surprised a lot of people by saying he's in favor of same-sex marriage. I mean, really, it shouldn't surprise us since wrestling is basically same-sex foreplay. A man is refusing to pay a $135,000 credit card bill he racked up at a New York City strip club, claiming he was drugged and not in his right mind. He's suing the club on the grounds of, hey, it's worth a shot.
Get it?
Just take it. Okay, never mind. Palestine's long-running feud with terrorist groups Hamas and Fatah have agreed to reunite. In a related story, don't forget to watch The View reunion on May 15th. By the way, Palestine is celebrating the reunion the same way they celebrate everything else. They're accidentally launching a few missiles into Tel Aviv.
Oops.
Oops, I am so sorry. A Pennsylvania woman is being accused of selling heroin from her hospital bed. A hospital became suspicious when she was actually able to pay her bill. President Obama visited the site of the deadly Washington State mudslide and offered condolences and hugs to the victims. However, after seeing his latest poll numbers, the victims offered condolences and hugs to President Obama. And last but not least, Donald Trump said that the way President Obama walks off Air Force One is unpresidential. Trump added that if he's president, he'll walk off with dignity next to his cabinet members, Gary Busey, Meatloaf, and Dennis Rodman. Mm. That, of course, has been a quick look at the news. Thank you very much. Please use all the information for good and not for evil.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.